Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's March 1st, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first episode was originally released September 24th, 2002. Nazarene, one of my web chat friends, has this question. We know that John Lennon, formerly of the Beatles, is now an apostle in the kingdom of God. When he was alive, he was known for being a very liberal free spirit, supporting some things you do not accept. How did you make him change his ways and his beliefs?
Well, this is a good question, Alora, and the answer is, I didn't. John invited us to his residence from time to time for some delightful conversations. I in no way encouraged him to accept our ideals. He asked me very few questions about our ideals. He simply talked about general things that went on in the kingdom of God. He became very attached to me. He became very attached to my mother. We were one of the few people that he allowed him to visit during his 17 years of isolation. And this pleased us. He was very grateful that we had welcomed him, that we took him in, that we held him in no disregard, because he did not totally agree with everything that we agreed with. When my mother decided that she was going to leave Earth because she could not stay here and watch her children die, John was appalled. He came out of his isolation. He wrote the beautiful song, Please Come Abide With Us Again. He became part of the angelic choir. Then when I resigned because I was betrayed over Clinton and left Earth, John formed the group that raised the people and won me back and caused me to return to Earth. John did all of this on his own accord. I changed him in no way. He has changed very little. He is still the person that he was. But he has just come to understand that some of the things that he approved of in his lifetime, because he did not have full knowledge of them, were not correct. And he now supports the efforts of the kingdom of God. I did not change John Lennon. John Lennon changed himself.
That's fascinating, and thank you very much. We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. They say in the afterlife that laughter is the best medicine. Perhaps the best physicians of all are the famous comedy team of Abbott and Costello. Read our book about them. It's free online at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/acc.htm. We're back. Nazarene, many times Demetrius runs into a homosexual that no matter how many times he tells him he isn't interested, continues to claim that he is a homosexual and wants to have relations with him. Sometimes Demetrius has had to use force to make them go away. What causes this?
This, Alora, is one of the worst aspects of this mental disorder. We often call it the forbidden fruit syndrome. These people get fixated on someone, and no matter how much they are told this person isn't interested, their lust, their greed is so overwhelming that they feel that they have to have this person, and they have to make this person accept what they want and do what they want. The more they are denied, the more it is kept from them, the more they want it. This is part of their sickness, Laura. This is part of the delusion in their brains that though this person is telling them over and over again that they're not interested, that they don't want what they want, they believe that they do because the sickness in their minds makes them believe this. So they keep pestering somebody. They keep after somebody because of the sickness in their minds. And this is what is happening with Demetrius. And it has happened to him several times. One of these people will come along and they are so sick, they are so deranged that they cannot accept that he is not one of them. And they refuse to accept that and they keep coming after him until Demetrius has to drive them away physically. And this is a sad circumstance, Laura. There should be laws protecting people and make these people go away from them. But unfortunately, people believe they have rights to speak their feelings, and this is wrong.
Forbidden fruit is right, Nazarene. That's gross.
How right you are, Alora. Gross. Just absolutely gross. You can never understand this sickness. You can just never understand it.
We'll be back again.